Time to check in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Cope, get our City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
Well, Joe, how are you this morning?
Doing great, thank you. Beautiful morning going on here right now.
Sure is. Gorgeous. Get out. Just watered my lawn this morning.
Yes, it needs it, for sure.
Yeah.
Things are getting dry, and no sign of relief, unfortunately, anytime soon.
Right.
But the good news is...
It's kind of sneaky dry, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But the beaches are all open. Latest tests indicate okie dokie for swimming, so... There
that
you go.
Sounds good.
Beat the heat, yeah. Ms. Mayor, this morning I thought we could talk a little bit about the plans and the works to redevelop Wollaston Center. We haven't chatted about that in a bit, and just wondering what's the latest.
Yeah, it has been a bit. We're still waiting on the state to approve our final urban redevelopment plan for Wollaston. That went through a number of steps over the last few years. We had public meetings, public hearings. Met with the business community in that area as well, and made some zoning adjustments based on the RDP. And, the state has to approve that. We hit a little bit of a snag. The DEP was looking for more information on our drainage plans. As you know, we hit Wollaston Center, particularly behind the CBS, is like a low point. It's kind of a bowl in that whole area. So when you get these torrential rains, that parking lot fills up, and that's the one the developers wants to build. So we're requiring retention tanks and systems to help alleviate that. So we're still working through that detail with our engineers, with DEP at this point. So it's interesting because we also include the MBTA property in that proposed URDP district. And, of course, the state's been pushing for housing. The flip side of the state is holding us up, so we'll keep working it. I believe we're getting close with the questions being pretty much addressed as best we can. It'll never be 100%. It's never been 100% there, but do the best we can. So hopefully we'll see some action soon. I've got a scheduled call with Ed Augustus, who's the Secretary of Housing, and he's the former city manager in Worcester, a good man, and I'll follow up with him to make sure we're in a good place.
Is the site of the former Wollaston Theater part of the redevelopment district?
Yeah, the whole Wollaston Center essentially is over across Newport Avenue, to include that block by Allington Street and Brook and Beale. So, yes.
And is it kind of a similar Quincy Center plan, only a smaller version? A mixed.
Yeah, I mean it. URDPs give you kind of some tools to work with, and you get some other potential funding and grants and so forth. So it's very similar. It just makes developing that much more streamlined. Mm-hmm. So we're not talking about competing with Quincy Center on the density, but it's a similar zoning tool, if you will.
And what are the height restrictions in the Wollaston Center area?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. Okay. I mean, you've got the Tobin Towers, mm-hmm. 91 Clay Street, mm-hmm. that are at probably 10, 12 stories each. So, would be less than that for sure. But, we'll see where we go.
Yeah. And any thoughts of a timeline now, Mayor, for things moving forward?
Just trying to get the state to move. So hopefully we can get that done by this fall.
Oh, okay. Very good. That's something I know a lot of folks are questioning what's happening there because it seems.
Yeah, it's ripe for redevelopment. There's obviously a couple of lots vacant that been no action on. It's all related to getting the URDP approved.
Sure. All right. We'll wait and see on that for sure and look forward to that as well. How is Quincy 400 going, Mayor?
Well, as far as I know, it's going well. It's, As you know, we've had a robust schedule, robust calendar, and I'd say we still have some great things going on, but it's tough to top the concerts that we had, as you know. big crowds, great nights, a lot of goodwill, people seem very happy. And as you know, we still got a bunch of events to round out the year, but it's been a fun year. It's been, I think, well received by the public and, my team. Done an excellent job executing, so I'm grateful for everybody involved in helping out.
I guess it's time to start asking you what's going to be happening for Massachusetts 250 in Quincy.
Yeah, You can keep asking me. I'm not ready yet. We'll be having some internal meetings over the next month to try to nail down some things. And then we'll also meet with the Park Service and Discover Quincy and all the other, you know, interested parties so that we're not, you know, APC, mm-hmm. so that we're not duplicating things and we can, you know, compare notes, compare calendars, and make sure we're all planning accordingly. So, and complement each other rather than compete with each other.
Yeah, as I understand, there is some state funding available for the 250 celebration for communities. Is that right?
Yeah, it's limited, but okay. There is something available, correct.
Sure. We can see how that pans out as well. Won't be long, Mayor. Less than a month, actually. Back to school.
School days. I know parents are getting excited about that. I remember those days.
Yes.
Now, I know we're in a good place. I was talking to the superintendent the end of last week and yesterday mm-hmm. as far as meeting all the... This is, you know, it's a transitional time of year. You get people that retire, and so they try to fill all the empty slots and get qualified people in. So I know that's been addressed. Paul Hines' team, public buildings, they've been busy working on things you couldn't do in the school while the kids are there with their carpenters, plumbers, electricians, and painters. And it's a busy time of the year for those folks, getting a lot done, getting ready for. And then, of course, the custodial side, they go through every school and get every school spick and span and shiny and all the floors done, resealed, and wax. So, you know, the places look pretty damn nice when the kids arrive back after Labor Day.
Any changes anticipated for either, say, transportation or grade configuration, things of that nature?
No, not right now. No, we're just trying to meet the demand. We've got both high schools are fairly well filled. We've got many of our schools are really in a healthy spot. Mm-hmm. They're all in a healthy spot. Some schools have a little more pressure with the number of students than other schools.
Right.
And I know, as we talked about a school committee, someday we'll have to probably do a little redistricting, redo the lines to try to ease that on some schools. But that probably all will come to play when we do the West Quincy Elementary School at some point. I think that will be kind of a little relief valve. Mm-hmm. And then allow us to kind of reset the boundaries. Of course, that's a vote of the school committee at the end of the day, usually recommendations by the superintendent and his team. But you go through the cycles of different neighborhoods, the amount of kids and families and so forth. So we're seeing a peak at both high schools right now.
Hmm. Of course, at the Squantum School, students will be returning to modular classrooms.
Yes, and the modular classrooms would be nice than what they had in the building before we shut it down. Yes, the Squantum School is going very well. There was a lot of site work, as you know, on that. National Grid still bringing the power in. A lot of pieces to that one. Lee Kennedy is a contractor and doing a great job. So, it's a tight spot. But we're hoping everybody's patient with the understanding that they're going to have a nice new school when we finish.
Any determination of the future of the Emilia Della Chiesa Center yet?
No, we're still working with the superintendent on that. We got some work to do in that building. Mm-hmm. The HVAC systems are pretty short, so there's some internal work going on in there, and then we'll make that decision. My guess is, we're pretty jammed at Lincoln Hancock. Mm. So that'd probably be the relief valve for there, moving perhaps the kindergarten over to that building. And we had to build some classrooms in Lincoln Hancock and literally hallway space. Hmm. So my guess is that's what would be the best use for it.
Sure. Very good. What's the future of the summer for you, Mayor? What's on your docket for the rest of the summer before things kick into high gear?
Well, I got a robust schedule. MBTA board meeting this morning, and the schedule is filled. I know. I think we get the Taste of Quincy this week with the Chamber, and
tonight actually.
It's starting to pick up again with other events. This coming weekend is crazy busy. I know there's a number of events, including the August Moon Festival, of course.
Yep.
The Eagle Scout Awards, a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah,
it's, It's never dull, that's for sure.
There's a disco dance party on the Hancock Adams Common on Saturday. John McDonald's.
I can picture you out there, Joe.
Oh, yes. I got my bell bottoms and white patent leather shoes. If you want to see the dance floor clear in a minute, that'll do it.
John McDonald does a nice job with those events.
Yeah, and they're all free, so folks really should check out. And August Moon also free to attend, so
absolutely
attend those for sure. Good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
You also. Thanks, Joe.
Yep, bye-bye.